Now we cut to the strengths, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the strengths are, you know, again, you might say, you might see in job description, they might say, hey, we need thought leadership in this area, or in internal, they say, hey, you need to kind of be recognized to be a thought leader. And this is sort of the hard skills, right? Yours are your knowledge and expertise. You can claim it, but it's almost better to say, I was recognized by these groups. Because if you are participating in committees and people are inviting you to represent a certain function area or et cetera, that kind of, or, you know, in your case, if you have different projects, you have your main project you're managing, but you're somehow consulting or helping other teams with a particular area, claim that. And then you can list one or two examples. But if there's still, in my case or in other people's case in corporate, there might be, you know, six functional teams that I would work with. And all six of them know me for a certain functional expertise. And then you can list the six functional teams, and that kind of gives credence and support to why you're claiming that you're a thought leader and a subject matter expert for a certain area. Again, innovative problem solver, okay. What does that mean? I was resourceful, collaborative, creative, and working with business stakeholder and technical teams to solve detailed execution challenges. And then you can say, well, on this project, we had X challenge, and we were able to solve it in 3 weeks when it could have paused the project altogether, or something to that effect. It's an example.
Yes.
Did you have a question?
No, I think this is a very good one. Innovative problem solver.
Exactly, right. These are the words. It's kind of like you got to think about your self-evaluation as if you're marketing yourself to the rest of the group, right? But in a way, a lot of us want to be authentic. We don't want to claim credit where it isn't due, but we want to make sure that we're being fair in sort of bragging what a really good, you know, skill set we have. This is the place to do that. And also, you know, the competition will brag about them whether they have it or not. So you better brag. Otherwise, you can put yourself at a disadvantage if you don't put in these kind of buzzwords that are easy for managers to kind of gravitate toward and utilize, right? Same thing, and now this is a soft skill, effective relationship builder. If you have to build a lot of relationships, in my case, I build a relationship actually that no one could build before. And then I was able to maintain it for 2 years in one of my roles. That internally, they recognize it. And then there's also other relationships I build, you know, people may not know you have a relationship with 10 different departments because you have to do that cross-functional alignment to get some work done. So these are just some examples of strengths. Do you have any questions?
No, not really. I think the innovative problems is a very good one. And second is effective relationship builders. I think these strengths always give you strengths to your project or your team.
Strengths, this is self-evaluation is always about you personally in the role you have, right?
Right.
So you're not, yeah. So if you own a team, I think to say you're a motivating leader, right? If you kind of was able to develop people, if you were able to coach people, effective coach and leader to my team is another one, right? Because you know, you not only have to delegate work to the team, but the leadership is depending on you to kind of develop them into better leaders themselves. And so if you have that skill to retain people, to coach people, to develop them, it goes in here as well. Right, these are kind of a little bit of, I chose these because if you're a team leader or if you're an individual contributor, they're more applicable. But obviously they're dot, dot, dots because these are just some examples.